Recorded Books and RB Digital present You're About to Make a Terrible Mistake: How Biases Distort Decision-Making and What You Can Do to Fight Them, by Olivier Ciboni. Translated by Kate Daimling. Narrated by Donald Koren. Introduction. You're about to make a terrible mistake, unless you read on. Unless you've been living in a cave for at least a decade, you have heard about cognitive biases, particularly since the publication of Daniel Kahneman's Thinking, Fast and Slow. Terms like overconfidence, confirmation bias, status quo bias, and anchoring have become part of daily conversations at the water cooler. Thanks to decades of research by cognitive psychologists and the behavioral economists they inspired, we are now familiar with a simple but crucially important idea. When we make judgments and choices about what to buy, how to save, and so on, we are not always rational. Or at least not rational in the narrow sense of economic theory, in which our decisions are supposed to optimize for some pre-existing set of goals. The rationality of business decisions. This is true, too, of business decisions. Just type biases in business decisions into your favorite search engine, and many millions of articles will confirm what experienced managers know. When executives make business decisions, even important strategic ones, their thought process does not remotely resemble the rational, thoughtful, analytical approach described in business textbooks. My own discovery of this fact took place long before I'd heard of behavioral science, when I was a young business analyst freshly hired by McKinsey & Company. The first client I was assigned to work with was a mid-sized European company contemplating a large acquisition in the United States. The deal, if it went through, would more than double the size of the company and transform it into a global group. Yet after we spent several months researching and analyzing the opportunity, the answer was clear. The acquisition did not make sense. The strategic and operational benefits expected from the merger were limited. The integration would be challenging. Most importantly, the numbers did not add up. The price our client would have to pay was far too high for the acquisition to have any chance of creating value for his shareholders. We presented our findings to the CEO. He did not disagree with any of our assumptions, yet he dismissed our conclusion with an argument we had not anticipated. By modeling the acquisition price in U.S. dollars, he explained, we had missed a key consideration. Unlike us, when he thought about the deal, he converted all the numbers into his home currency. Furthermore, he was certain that the U.S. dollar would soon appreciate against that currency. When converted, the dollar-based cash flows from the newly acquired American company would be higher and easily justify the acquisition price. The CEO was so sure of this that he planned to finance the acquisition with debt denominated in his home currency. I was incredulous. Like everyone else in the room, including the CEO himself, I knew that this was the financial equivalent of committing one crime to cover up another. Finance 101 had taught me that CEOs are not foreign exchange traders, and that shareholders do not expect companies to take bets on currencies on their behalf. And this was a gamble. No one could know for sure which way exchange rates would move in the future. If, instead of appreciating, the dollar kept falling, the deal would go from bad to horrible. That was why, as a matter of policy, a large dollar-based asset should be evaluated and financed in dollars. To a starry-eyed 20-something, this was a shock. I had expected thorough analysis, careful consideration of multiple options, thoughtful debate, quantification of various scenarios. And here I was, watching a CEO who basically trusted his gut instinct and not much else, knowingly take an unjustifiable risk. Of course, many of my colleagues were more jaded. Their interpretations divided them into two camps. Most just shrugged and explained, albeit in more tactful terms, that the CEO was a raving lunatic. Wait and see, they said, he won't last.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?